Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move!
LeBron James with no regard for human life. Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Iverson against Gill, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win.
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to an episode of the Sneaker History Podcast. Of course, this is one of your hosts, Mike, and you know when I'm running the solo show, it is a Coffee Time Kicks episode, and I got a very, very special guest with me today, the homie Daryl Glover, a.k.a. Brother D on all socials. You may know him as King of Kobe's as well, because the man has every Kobe I can think of or dream of having. But Daryl, what's going on, brother? How's life treating you, man?
Life is good, man. I appreciate you for inviting me. On the podcast, it's been a long time coming, at least in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be here, looking forward to having a good conversation.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you coming on. I know life can, they say life is life, and sometimes I know it's hard to find times to get these things to line up. So, man, I appreciate you coming on. Dude, I think we've been connected for a while on social media. So, like you said, this has been a long time coming, man. But
definitely.
One question I like to start off these interviews with is, I call it Coffee Time Kicks, so it's just like having a conversation over a cup of coffee. But my question to you is, what shoe are you grabbing when you go grab that cup of coffee? What's that shoe for you?
Right now, the shoe I've been frequently grabbing is the Vomero 5, the women's exclusive, that oatmeal colorway. That's the one I've been grabbing. That's been like, my most frequent grab, I'd say after that, in the last couple of weeks, it's probably been those, the Safety Orange 95s, and what the Kobe 8s. Those have been my three as of recent. Those have been my three. Obviously, the Vomero just for, you know, elite, supreme comfort.
For
sure. I can say the same for the Safety Orange 95. I also had two of them, so I was like, I might as well just beat one up in the summer.
You got to.
The Kobe 8 is just like to go somewhere, to a coffee shop or, you know, Starbucks somewhere, and turn ahead, you know, start a conversation starter, you know, something like that. Oddly enough, and probably the strangest thing, I actually don't drink coffee. My wife is a big coffee drinker, so I actually frequent a Starbucks the same amount of person as a coffee drinker would, but I'm not in there. I'm not in there drinking coffee. A lot of times I'm picking up her order. She usually gets like a coffee and like a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Very rarely I'll get like a scone. But I've been getting like their refresher. They have like a dragon fruit refresher.
I'll get that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'll get that. But I drank a lot of coffee when I was younger, like a kid. Like my parents would drink coffee, they'd leave it and I would sip it. And it tastes good. So I'm not saying like, that kid that had it so much and it was nasty and it turned me off. It was good. I don't require much to kind of stay up. I can kind of stay up on my own. So I don't drink it, but I respect to the coffee drinkers. Like I said, my wife is a huge coffee connoisseur. She just went to Bali. We've been to Colombia. So we've had all the exotic coffee beans. We've had all that. And like, I'll have it every now and then. I had it, especially like the mocha, frappuccinos. I don't have one of those. Whatever, but I'm not a coffee drinker.
It's like you don't need that extra oomph in your day. You can get by without the caffeine. I respect that. I wish I could.
For sure.
No, that's awesome, man. Well, hey, like I said, I'm happy to have you here. Now, you mentioned the Vomero. Have you tried out the that new Vomero 18 yet?
I haven't, but it's been on my radar. No lie. I was even on Nike.com today, on the app rather.
Looking at the
Vomero, I think it's a Vomero 18, a Vomero Plus, and like a Vomero Premium. And I've been seeing, it's like an all orange color. I was like, man, I think I need that. And it's saying coming soon. I don't remember the date. I think I need those in my life for sure.
Yeah. See, I was going to get the 18s, but then with the Plus coming out in a couple weeks, let's say a month.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just gonna hold off until the Plus comes in.
I think that's where I'm at. Those things look really, 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 really good. So I think that's where I'm gonna do. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So shoot, we're in the sneaker room right now. I mean, it feels like everything's been coming out left, right, center. Like there's not a day when something's not dropping. So what have you been kind of honing in on? I mean, of course, the Kobe is for sure, but what have you kind of been leaning towards this year? Anything really piquing your interest?
To be honest, man, like, so I'm a collector. Like, I'm a real deal collector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been collecting since I was 12 years old. I'll be 37. I'll be 37 this month.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you. I own over 1,000 pairs of sneakers, so I really kind of like and get everything.
Yeah.
This month is brutal. I mean, just August 2nd alone, you had undefeated fours, early release of the SB95, mm-hmm. steel 10s. You know, this Friday, you got the Blue Spark 95s. August 16th is crazy with Awakes, Nigel Sylvester's. Oh, yeah. French Blue 12s. Then the 23rd of August, you got the Halo Kobe 3. You have the official undefeated 4 release, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You have it's a bunch of shoes coming out. It's like two other shoes on the 23rd. I literally just lost them. But it's so much stuff dropping. But to be honest, I've been in a fortunate position to kind of grab them all.
Yeah,
because. I've been doing this for over 20 years. So, like, I kind of know, like, little ways to kind of position myself to, like, to kind of budget. Like, I knew for August sure. was going to be a heavy month. So, like, I budget. And, like, a lot of, like, just tips, tricks for just being in the game for a long time, you kind of pick up patterns. Like, if I'm a collector, like, I kind of know Christmas will always be heavy. You already know it's going to be a Christmas 11. So, you know, you would look for that. And then, like, if you were in the mid, you know, 2010s, you knew like it was going to be a Christmas release. So like if you wanted the LeBrons or the Kobe's or the Kyrie or the KD, you knew in February it was going to be all-star releases.
Yeah.
Sometimes day drops when Nike basketball's at its peak, you knew it was a Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always able to kind of navigate and know like, all right, I kind of got to be chill in December and January after Christmas shopping because I know February is going to be crazy. And I know March and April I can kind of chill.
Yep.
But in the summers, like, so I kind of know the peaks and valleys of where I can chill or where I can, or I try to save and, you know, different, use a coupon, wait for a disc, whatever.
Heck yeah, man.
So August has been crazy, but so far August, I got undefeateds. I won those. I got steel 10s. I got, somebody hit the 95s for me. Lately, what I got right here, I end up getting the 95 Levi's, the blue pair. So I got that right here.
Oh, dang. From the Levi's site?
Yep.
Man, I heard that was a cluster.
Yeah, it was bad. What else do I got? Right here is a cool one right here.
The orange sixes.
Nope. Oh, you're right. Yep. Orange sixes right here.
I love that. Something about that. I mean, I think it's just because I've always wanted Orange Counties. Yeah. Never had them, and it's the closest I feel like I'm ever going to get to it.
I'm hoping that they retro them. I feel like they will, because they've been retroing a lot, and plus they're retroing the 3D Kobe 6s, like, next year.
Are they?
And, you know, the All-Star Game is in Los Angeles again. I mm-hmm. wouldn't be surprised if they brought that whole pack back. If I'm Nike, I would be looking to do something like that. Another cool one. The Caitlin Clark Kobe 5.
Those are clean. I like those. Super sleek.
What's some other ones I got recently? I got Aqua 8s. I got...
need those.
I got every 95 so far. I got all the Aja Wilsons. I've been enjoying her signature, so I have every one of hers. The Diamond Turfs. I got every Diamond Turf. The Free Throw Line Kobe's. Mm-hmm. I got those. The Dot Swoosh stuff, I've been loving that. So like,
oh, that stuff's been so good.
Ones, the Total 90. I'm excited for the Yu-Gi-Oh! 95.
Yeah, same, man. Same.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of stuff, man. It's been really, August is whooping me though, but I'm gonna be on top when September comes. I'll be on top. So
I've been I got a couple things this year on release day. Like, I was fortunate enough to get Nigel 4s. I got Soul 2.0s. I got lucky in those. Me and my wife were in New York, and I walked into Kith, like, deep into the afternoon. They're like, oh, yeah, we have them. I'm like, I have to buy them.
There you go.
But I've been really we talked about earlier the coupon. I've been really – I don't know if you want to call it lucky or just, you know, but a lot of things that I wanted to have set a little bit.
Yeah.
Where I can get a coupon. Like right now, Reimagine One, UNC's. I've been eyeing that. I wanted to have a couple sites on my radar. Mm-hmm. I think I might pull the trigger here soon because I think Shoe Palace has them for 125.
Yeah, bro. It's if you're in a season to where you kind of need to be budget friendly, or you kind of can't, if you can't cop it immediately, like, is really in your favor opposed to 2020, 2021, 2022, where it was kind of like, if not only, it's not even about me wanting the shoe, the stars gotta align, the app gotta like me, I gotta have five friends trying for me. Like, we're kind of out of that for the most part. Now it's kind of like, all right, I can kind of wait. Like, the season of ease is in my life. I can kind of wait. I can wait for a coupon that's going to get discounted. I can kind of use my network to see if somebody knows somebody that works at Foot Locker or Nike, or can somebody get me a discount? All those things. Like,
yeah, man.
Speaking of the Reimagine, I end up getting those off. I end up finding a friend who knew somebody that worked at Swoosh, and I end up getting two pair for, like, almost the price of one type of thing. So, like, you know, what the Kobe went on sale. Like, so you can definitely wait and barter. And, you know, it's you got so many options to where we were in COVID. It was like, man, you got to strike before, while the iron's hot. Even if the iron's hot, you might not even have a opportunity. It's definitely been good. Like, I was in a store today. Aqua 8s were still on the shelf.
Okay, that's good to know because for whatever reason it was, I just couldn't get out the house really, or couldn't break away to go to the store. Yeah. So I was like left to my own devices online for the Aqua 8s, and I missed out. They actually sold it online, which didn't really surprise me because they always had limited stock online.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've been seeing restocks on, like, I think JD Sports or Finish Line had them online. Yeah. So I've been eyeing those. But good to know they're in store because that's one I have never actually owned an 8. Funny enough, I've never owned an 8 in my entire. I've been collecting, I guess, hold on, my 36 now, for at least 15, 20 years, right?
Okay.
Never had an 8. Yeah. And that's the one I want. So I'm really just hoping I can just kind of trip and stumble upon one while I'm doing school shopping for our son. So I was like, hey, that's a gift for myself while I'm doing something for them.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I saw them full family. Matter of fact, part of the wall I didn't see it on was the grade school. So I saw a preschool and Tyler and men. Yeah, it was the Foot Locker.
We're going to make some trips because Grade Fives, I haven't seen them in store around here, but I'm sure if I dig a little deeper, I'm in Houston, so I'm sure if I just travel around, I can probably find a pair.
For sure.
But it's just so nice and it's crazy. So with your length of time of collecting, like I say, going back 20 years, what do you feel about this stuff coming back like this? I mean, with, you have grapes, Grape Fives, sitting on shelves, you have Aqua 8 sitting on shelves, but not only that, you having, I say this with air quotes if you're listening to the audio, ease of access to undefeated fours. Does that dilute anything for you, or does it make you kind of like light up as a collector? Like, man, I could easily like re-up on a pair or get something that was... Yeah. Mystical, point.
Yeah, I think I enjoy it, man. I enjoy it, and I think it's a great opportunity for for people that are newer to the scene to be able to appreciate, enjoy, and be a part of the things that brought us joy, the things that like were once our grails or that was seen as unicorns, and all those things. I think it's great for them to be a part of that and see. I mean, like, as far as grapes and aquas and things like that, like, I was fortunate enough because when I became kind of old enough, I started working at 12 years old, but I wasn't working in sneaker stores. I was working at 12 under the table at a bakery. But when I got to high school, I started working at Foot Locker.
Okay.
So I'm not I don't know what box people will put me in, but I don't consider myself like your average sneakerhead. Like, a lot of people kind of collect and only want to wear them. Some people collect and don't want to touch them. I'm kind of a mixture of both, but I own over 1,000 pairs of shoes, and I've been collecting longer than a lot of people have been born. But what I used to do is, specifically because, part of the reason was because I had the access and a discount, but I would get myself a pair, and I would get infant pairs, like baby sizes. Didn't have a girlfriend at the time, some of the times, wasn't married, nothing. I was like, one day I'm going to have a kid. And like I'll just have this already for
you. Yeah.
Like, my daughter's already enjoyed aquas maybe twice over.
That's awesome.
She's had grapes. She's had like playoff eight. Like, she's had a lot of these shoes that are coming back or that probably won't come back. She's had them. Like, matter of fact, she had like the crib set of Aqua 8s with the onesie and the beanie.
She's had that.
So, like, you know, my daughter's 7 and she's, you know, had gone through 2 pairs of Aquas before the release. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not everybody's fortunate, but she, you know, she has pictures in different releases that like aren't probably that Nike may never retro, or they may retro a couple years down the line. So like, it's cool that people get the people are going to have a chance to experience that. Now, I know a lot of collectors are very, you know, protective of certain grails. Like, I don't want them to see the light of day, or like, it was only 12 pairs made. Why are they making 200,000? You know, all that. I can sympathize. I sympathize with the people who don't have the money, save the money, you know, cut grass, mow grass, work, skipped on bills, ate peanut butter and jelly to save, to get those people. I sympathize. That millionaire that just flexing and spent $40,000 on Undefeated, you know, I don't want to say shame on you, but it's like, all right, like, you played a dirty game. Like, you knew the risk.
Involved. You're not hurting. Like, is this hurting you at all?
You're not hurting. Like, that person that spent his life, he's like, yo, like, I'm spending this, and I don't know, I'm going to be eating McDoubles for the next 2 weeks after this. So, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I got a bald tire. So if I'm on the highway and things get spooky, like, I'm really in a bad predicament. At least I got the shoot. You know, that's the person I feel bad for. And, like, I think everybody, I know there's, like, a big debate online on, like,
yeah,
what should be protected, wasn't, you know, that whole back and forth that I see on the Twitter timeline regarding specifically the Undefeated Fours. Now, a lot of the chaos, the drama, and the, I guess, the foolishness that happens on Twitter, I'm actually, a lot of it, I'd say, like, 80 to 85% of it, I just don't end up seeing it. Like, I'm like, not on Twitter that heavy that day.
It's for the best. Trust me. I try to avoid it as well.
Like, a lot of people, I know a lot of people, you know, engage with social media in different ways. And depending on the day, most time I kind of post my tweet or my content or my picture for the day, and I'm kind of off. Like, out. And I come back and... Now, there's sometimes where, like, let me see what's going on. Or if it's a crazy event, like, you know, a celebrity died, or the current administration is doing something wild, or, you know, Kobe did, you know, something, whatever. Then I'll scroll and try to engage with it. But 9 times out of 10, bro, I'm not really doing it. So I miss it, long story short. But I did see the discourse around the Undefeated Fours. And, like, there's some Kobe's where I'm like, man, I wonder if they're gonna, you know, drop this particular pair again. So, like, that's why I'm also cautious on how much I spend money on.
Oh, for sure.
It's a thin line, man. It's a thin line.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just because you never know what's coming back now. So it's always like, all right, should I go buy this 10-year pair, or 10-year-old pair, I should say, for $500 or just wait and be out for $190 and just take my chances?
Exactly.
I like having an option, though, right? It's like, okay, well, I have the option, and maybe if this other pair comes out, it'll drop the price of this older pair if I miss out. So I like having options.
Exactly.
I do laugh at the discourse sometimes, because it's, like I say, it's like almost like gatekeeping at its finest, because, and again, it's mostly people who are typically well off, who are upset about the release, or they're trying to say, oh no, this one's better. Well, it's like, well, to be fair, this one, for example, 72 pairs. No one truly owned them who wasn't of some sort. Either they got lucky and got that free, like the free pair from buying a t-shirt back in the day, not many people did.
Not many people at all.
And they even changed it. It's like, they even talked about in that interview on Complex that they said it's not the same as the original. They changed the back tab. This construction issue is different. You'll see a little bit of... They couldn't replicate the color 100% to the original.
Yep.
It's like, they made the shoe different. They still respected the first shoe as it is what it was, but they gave you something that was eerily similar. It was like, hey, close enough. For me, close enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, did you get a pair?
I did not get a pair. I'm okay, though. It's like one of those I'm not going to chase after. I keep an eye on it, the pricing. To me, and the Undefeated Four never really had this resonating, like, pull for me. I always loved seeing it, but it never was like, I need to buy this shoe. A, because I never thought it would be possible. B, is like, everyone was kind of after it. And I knew that as soon as it came out, two things are going to happen. A, everyone's going to buy it and the prices are going to freak out. Or B, everyone's going to buy it and they're like, oh, I didn't really want this. I can wait and buy it when the price drops. So if I want to get it, I feel like if I just be, if I'm patient, I'd probably try for the sneakers drop. But
I think so,
I'm okay without it.
I understood. I respect that. I respect that because, you know, you have some people who like there's so many different levels and intricacies and types and styles of collectors. People consume sneakers in so many different ways. Like, even like I said, like working in sneaker stores, like they even have like archetypes or prototypes of, like they have like a Bob, you know, Bob is only a once a year buyer. He only wants one, you know what I mean? Then there's like a Tim, and Tim only wants the hottest shoe. He's not a brand loyal, so you can give him the hottest Puma out, the hottest Air Max, the hottest new bag. Like, he just wants the hottest. Then there's like a David. David only wants Jordans, and he only wants, like every, it's so many. Then you have people, like I said, you have people who get shoes, and their only mission is, I bought the shoe, I want to destroy the shoe. Then you got people like, hey, like, I'm only collecting it. Like, I don't want to wear it. It may never see the light of day. It may just be stacked up in the dark closet collecting dust, you know. You got that, and you guys said like, I only want the rarest of the rares. And some people like, hey, I just like GRs. Like, they there's so many, or I like a mixed bag. There's so many different levels. And but like, I say that to say, there's some people who only want the undefeated because everybody else wants it. So like, everybody on my timeline is saying that's the item. So like, now I gotta have it. I want it. And then sometimes you get it, you done spent that $270, and then you got it in, and you kind of like, dang, this definitely could have went to my cell phone bill. Like, I just, I was data roaming. This could have been, I don't even like them like that. So now I got to try to sell them. And then by the time you get them, because undefeated saying they may not ship to the 23rd, You done did that. The sneakers drop done had it. You got them in, and now the shoes is probably under retail, and now you done took a loss. Now you had to sell them for $222, and you done lost $50-something because you just wanted it because somebody else wanted it, and the whole time I said they was the hot item of the month. So, like, that's why I preach, get what you like, buy what you like.
Yes.
And that's where I always hang my hat at.
Well, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, like you said, that $270 was wild. Like, I didn't realize it was that much until my buddy Aaron, you know, or front page Aaron. He got him, and he sent over a copy. It's like $270. I think, what?
I feel like Cali people might have got $281. I feel like I think depending on where you was, the tax fluctuated. Like, yeah, in New Jersey, we tax free, so I think we was like 50, but once you first signed up, you got hit with the run fare,
the $5 fee or whatever,
the $5.99. So I think it was 256.
Okay.
Then I know Aaron is in Vegas, so he probably got a Vegas tax, I'm sure. New York got a tax, but I think Cali tax, I think, ran supreme. I want to say 281 or 276 out, something like that, man. That ain't nothing to sneeze at. But you see these brands, bro. I remember when Retros was 150.
That's what I'm saying.
When I worked at Foot Locker, 150. I used my discount 105. I paid 105 for Jordans when I was really, really in the heart of collecting the 105. Dude,
that is funny you said. So in college, I worked at Champs, and when Concord 11s came out in 2011.
Yep.
I got my pair, discount. It was like 109 after tax.
Yep. I think that was the last. That might have been the last Jordan 11 that they let us get discounts. After a while, they stopped block. They started blocking the
I think they did.
And they still excluded.
Which is crazy. Like, now they just, they pump out so many. It's like, just give them they're sitting on the shelves. It's not like they're going anywhere at this point. So.
Yep.
It's hard out there. Like, just looking at how much things have like, cost now. I mean, ones back then were, what, 120? Now we're at 185, 200 for like things like unions and special projects. Bro, I'm like,
bro, it's nasty out here, bro. It's very, very bad.
It's like, I don't want it that bad.
These brands just keep testing the waters of, I mean, but you see it everywhere. Like, even like, for example, like the Switch games, they're like $80 now. And they're already testing the waters with GTA, saying it's probably going to be 100 or more just for the base. no limited or special edition. Just the base may be 100, 150. So, like, these brands, they just start testing. And then all it takes is a couple people to buy to say, oh, we can pull it off. And then they just run with it.
Dude, it's insane. I mean, and, you know, that's why I think – so – I have an Xbox, and they have the Game Pass where they have all these different games. Like, so Call of Duty is now, I think they have, like, some kind of partnership with them where the first day free, it's like, it's on Game Pass for free. I would just spend my yearly subscription of, like, $100 or whatever, like, $20 a month, whatever it may be, and do that. I haven't bought a game in such a long time. It takes a very special game because everything's so expensive, man. Pokemon cards. Like, my son is, like, into Pokemon cards. I go to a comic book store and go get them. It's like, used to be a $5 pack. Oh, we need $14. I'm like, ain't no way.
Yeah, bro.
Ain't no way, man.
Bro, let me say about this Pokemon thing. This Pokemon thing is so rough. So, my daughter's into Pokemon cards now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I went out for the Switch 2, and I got the Switch 2, whatever. So, like, I think the same day or the next day, I was like, hey, man, like, you got any Pokemon cards laying around? I was like, listen, it's not for me. I don't do that anymore. Like, I got a couple. Like, COVID, like, I did it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
COVID came back around. I had them, but I stopped because, like, doing that in sneakers is like you really got issues if you're trying to do
better. Too much, man.
Too much. So I was like, listen, it's not for me. I don't need the latest and greatest. I'm like, listen, you can give me energy cards, trainer cards. I'm like, listen, it's for my 6-year-old daughter. It's for her birthday. She into this. He had a couple packs. He's like, listen, this is what somebody didn't pick up. They pre-order. You can have it, bro. When I tell you these. Two, three people walked in behind me. When I tell you, they was ready to give me everything they had for these little bitty packs. I'm like, bro, are you like? They was ready to give me their organs over. Like, you want my liver? Like, they was ready to give it all.
What you need? Life savings. I got you.
I literally could have named my price over these. I might have had whatever it was. It was a limit. I think I could let me get 5 packs. And they was ready to give me their cars damn near for these packs. It was crazy.
But I came home with a car for my kid. Hey, look, what happened was, look, we got a new car for you when you turn 16.
And that would have been great for me. Like, all right, when you graduate, you already got one. Wouldn't have been enough for that. I asked you for Pokemon cards. Where the Pokemon cards are? It would have been that. So,
but you know, it's crazy. I mean, I know we talk about like resellers and, you know, how, you know, bad they are with sneakers, which, you know, I think they've definitely found they've fallen off a lot. I go to resale sites for sale prices now. That's how bad they've fallen off, which is amazing for us, right?
For sure. But definitely.
Pokemon cards are wild. Have you ever just been on, like, scroll through, like, a TikTok and seen the card pack rippings? And, like, if you go to, like, the little shop, it's like you can buy and they'll live rip them and send them to you. I was curious. I was following this one guy. I was like, let me just see how much this is because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he was selling packs there again, retail, let's call them $7. He was selling for like $30, $40, $50. And wow. people were going in. I saw one person go in for like 100 and something packs. I'm like, oh, y'all can just give me this money. If y'all don't want this money, I am taking donations anytime you need.
Yeah. See, now I've seen the pack ripping videos. I've never seen them selling while ripping, but the other thing to that is when I see them ripping the packs, at least the videos I come across on like Instagram and maybe sometimes TikTok, they always pull the latest of, they always pull the greatest Charizard, Golden Charizard, you know.
Everything.
It's always the craziest Ashes Charizard. Like, it's always like the most limited, most craziest thing on earth type of thing. Like, I remember when you had, like, if you had Charizard as a kid, like, you was really that dude. Like, you really was like him. Like, if you walked to school with a Charizard, like, only like 3 people in my lifetime had a Charizard, but like, they were like, they were already popular in school. And they had, like, if you were popular,
it's like, come on, you just winning everywhere now.
You were like the Michael Jordan of school. Like, you were like Michael Jackson. That was like you were winning everywhere. Like, so, like, if you were popular, had a Charizard, and was decent in sports or something, or, like, dressed well, like...
Done.
It was just like, bro, like, you're really God's favorite out here. Like, what is going on?
See, I was too scared to bring that stuff to school. Like, so I actually had a Charizard, and okay. I would never bring it to school, though. No one even knew about it. I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I kept it in my little card book in a sleeve. I was like, no one's gonna know about this. And I swear, I think when I went to college, one of my younger brothers ended up selling it without me knowing, like, you sons of guns.
And it's so wild because, like, I never knew, like, always knew, like, some collectibles are, would be worth a little bit of money. But, like, where Pokemon was at during COVID was, I was like,
well, it died before that. Like, it wasn't worth the paper it was printed on then during COVID.
Bro, I know friends that were like kind of in the attic. Mom, it was here. I just saw it 3 years ago. Like, ready to fight their parents over it. Like,
where's that?
Bro, like, I never knew it was going to be that. I do think it's cool because, like, my daughter's really into it. And my daughter's six and she's extremely, like, bright. Like, not because she's my kid, but she's really kind of giving off, like, baby genius vibes
for sure. Yeah,
which is like we in the house loving this, like,
yeah,
on the roll, all crazy,
heck yeah, man.
A mayor's award and superintendent's award. Like, she's like really academically sound.
Awesome.
When I was a kid, like, there was like the first generation, you kind of knew all the names. When it kind of got to the second generation, the names was kind of funny or whatever to pronounce. Where we at now, bro, I don't even try to name them. Bro, my daughter will really be naming these cars. She can say the name better than I can.
Just
off the rip. Like, this is a great Tauridon. Like, she knows them really, really, really well. But it's cool to see her interact with the cards. She because it's been so whatever, and because she likes, I'm like, let me try to start watching again. So I started from episode one.
Okay, I was like, all right, cool.
Started playing the game. So I played Sword during COVID. I had Sword. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm a hoarder though. This is my original Game Boy from when I was nine.
Okay. So I bought I have my DS, I think, from when I was young. Then I bought a Game Boy Color because I couldn't find mine. But I had a Switch during COVID. I was that guy who needed a Switch. I was playing Pokemon Sword. Then I got a Switch too, and everybody was like Pokemon Legends, so I got the Pokemon Arceus, so I went and got that, and that was way different from what I was used to. And they told me I got to get Pokemon Zeta A, whatever. So I've been trying to interact with it to bond with her more. So that's because I'm like, yo, this thing that when I was 8 years old, 10 years old, was the biggest thing in my life, and now it's resurfaced and people making money off of it. Just the illusion of what could be in the pack can get you $200-$300. You know what I mean? Then to see people camping out for it and targeting.
It's crazy, man.
We're collecting is going like in sneakers, electronics, everything. People approach things very differently. So we're like, when you kind of got it, you just wanted to open it, play it, to where now it's kind of like a consumer and a collector's kind of like, I either need two so I can enjoy one and save one, or I gotta buy 10 of them and hide them from myself so I don't, so I don't open it, so that when I turn 50, it's worth something. I remember trying it. So this is when the whatever news had broke on some collect, maybe like Beanie Bag Toys or Teletubbies.
Those ain't Beanie Babies.
Somebody had X amount and made money. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna do this. Bro, I might have been like 13. I had got a Goldberg toy when he was on his, remember, he was like 71-0 or something like that.
Yeah.
I bought a Goldberg toy. I was like, yo, I'm never opening this. I'm putting it under my bed. I'm never touching. Bro, that thing lasted like 8 days. My friend came over with the new Hulk Hogan and Rock.
I got to pop this open.
I got to bring my new one out because y'all got, and then my friend had the ring and the ring made noise and
this. Yeah. My buddies had that.
Like, I tried it once and I was like, nah. But like with sneakers sometimes, I have like a very, I like to double up on shoes. Like Brick 4s, I got two of. Galaxy foams, I got two of.
Oh, I need Typically, Galaxy foams still.
The rule of thumb with Kobe's has always been two from when I play basketball. Yeah. One to rock, one to stock, one to rock casually, one to play ball in.
Yeah.
I've had four pairs of the same Kobe's, five pairs of the same Kobe. So like maybe one day that may happen. I'm not really into reselling, but like sometimes with collectibles, even like my daughter's also like really big into McDonald's.
Yeah.
So there's some, like, they did a Mario Kart Happy Meal toy.
Yeah, and then the Pokemon cards too. Well, why, if you got the right card from McDonald's, is like $200-$300.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. So this is right before she was in Pokemon. She was a little during COVID when they did that. I was giving her a Happy Meal. I was keeping the cards, bro. I still got the cards.
That's like something I would have done if they weren't into it yet. Like, no, let me have that.
Oh, bro, I got. Yeah. I got like 30 still sealed packs, but from that McDonald's promo. But the Mario Kart had a golden like Mario.
Oh, I know that.
That was the special one. It was kind of like the Monopoly game when the boardwalk is the
red. Oh, okay.
One. she end up somehow, she's like, Daddy, why is Mario don't have no color? Why are you all gold? I'm like, oh, baby, let me see that real quick. Let me check it out, bro. She ain't seen that. She ain't seen it. It's still in the box. But she goes, my daughter go to McDonald's a lot. When you see a McDonald's kid, because I was a McDonald's kid. Anyway, sometimes she may have like seven, they did a Sonic promo. She may have seven knuckles.
Yeah.
14 tails. So they usually around the house, or I'll mail them to friends who are like, kid don't go to McDonald's or whatever. So like, I'm like, I'm going to keep a couple because you never know. It's going to be on eBay 14 years from now. I need the whole set of the Sonic, whatever. And she got it in her closet. So we're going to be rich one day, maybe.
Yeah, you know what? That's great. It's funny because we talk about your collections because the people are like, oh, you just collect sneakers? I'm like, no. The problem goes way deeper than just sneakers.
Oh, bro.
I got toys behind me over here. I got stuff that's not opened up here for like 94. I started collecting vinyls now. I'm like, I gotta stop doing stuff.
When you collect one thing and then you get on social media and then you get on rabbit holes, bro, I got friends that collect like the authentic, like, he got the authentic Iron Man mask. He got the authentic Thanos glove. He got the hammer. I got friends that collect. Bro, this collectible thing is nuts. They got so. I got a friend that got every wrestling belt. Then he got them autographed. Bro, that thing. Collect. Listen, if whoever listened to this and you ain't start collecting yet.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Listen, you got to either be controlled or don't do it because it can just get crazy. And like, even when I started collecting sneakers, it was kind of like, all right, I'm collecting sneakers. Then like Nike Talk came and I was like, I want to meet these people. Then I started traveling to meet up with these people. And like, you know, some of these people like become my best friends. Like,
yeah.
Like I have best relationships with that better than like my childhood friends. I mean, they come to my wedding. They come to birthday parties. I fly out and go to their kids' birthday party. So like, it's a great thing, but it's a lot of money involved and invested and spent. And like, even the Funko Pop thing during COVID was wild. I got a closet full of Funko Pop. Some things may be worth 17 cents each maybe now, because I thought they was going to be the best thing since.
Now, hold those. They got crazy collectors on those right now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had some crazy ones. I had, like, the Crystal Heisenberg, and I had the...
Oh, that's dope.
I had the Limited Biggie, and, I had some, but then I was like, yo, come on, what we doing here? And I was at a point where I was like, all right, the ship is sinking, and I'm not about to let all of these tank. Something got to give.
Yeah.
Something got to abandon ship. The collecting thing is a hobby, but you got to kind of see it through.
Mm-hmm. And you'll figure out what you really love, because like you said, the sinking ship, everything after COVID, after everybody had to go back to work and everything got expensive.
Yeah.
Things just started falling in price. Like, I'm a big comic book collector too. Things I had that were thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Comic book stores are not even really buying comic books anymore because they can't get rid of the ones they bought during COVID because everybody was cashing out. Yeah. So now they're stuck with all this stuff and they can't move it.
Yep.
It's like, what's that consistent thing for you? Like, of course, we're talking about sneakers. It's like, well, regardless, I'm going to keep buying sneakers because the good thing about them is that, they can look pretty in this room, but I can also wear them. I can do something with them.
Exactly. And that's, sneakers is my love, my passion. The other things are hot, really hot. Like sneakers, like some people like don't take serious, people like don't take sneakers seriously or they really work or operate under a, I let sneakers work for me. What can sneakers do for me? I'm going to leverage sneakers to get me to a, what the, sneakers are like, I can honestly, wholeheartedly say sneakers are my life. Like that I live, breathe, eat sneakers. Sneakers legitimately saved my life. Sneakers are my everything. And another thing to that is like a lot of people don't care. And a lot of people have different hobbies and I respect the things that interest them or whatever. Like I have friends, you know, my family, like my family likes to go out to eat. Like they like Michelin star. And like,
oh,
like,
fancy.
They'll spend $500 on a steak or like, you know, they got to be breathing on Beyonce and they got to be able to, you know, touch Bruno Mars's leg. I'm into like things that like I can spend it and I can go and touch it. Like, you know, that Michelin star, $150 steak dinner that you bought, it tastes good. It was great. You took a picture, but like, you can't share that experience with somebody.
Yeah.
You can talk about it, put it on Instagram, that Beyonce concert. You sang Beyonce's lyrics, you know, until your voice was sore, and then the next day you had work and you upset with your boss, and you can't share that, you know, that love. You know, you went, you know, you spent your life savings and went to Hong Kong. You had the best ramen and sushi, but you kind of can't show that to nobody.
Yeah.
A month later, you got pictures with sneakers. When I say, oh, like I camped out, you know, for 7 days for these Kobe 4s. Oh, you did, Daryl? I got a picture. I got the sneaker. And these are all the things that transpire. And you know what I mean? Like I camped out 8 days for Galaxy Foams. I got the foams. They came back again. I got two of those. I met these people. This person's still my friend. He followed me on Instagram. My, you know, my friend sold his pair to Meek Mill. Like I got these stories, but then I got this thing.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. And like, listen, I'm not knocking nobody. So if you want to go buy that Michelin star,
yeah,
and you want to spend $2,000 and see Beyonce, or you want to go, you know, to wherever, because I love to travel, but like there's some, like the sneaker thing is like, I like the thing to hold, whether mm-hmm. it's a hat or it's a shirt. If I'm spending that, the money, I want to be able to say I got it. Not something that digests in my stomach and I got to poop it out later and nobody gets to share the experience. I like to have it. And this room that I'm in is a tribute and a collection of those memories and that love and that passion that I have, you know?
Yeah, and I'm the same way, man. It's like, I enjoy those things. I love, like, if it's a particular artist, great, great, let's go to a concert. But, and as sometimes I look at the price, I'm like, ugh. But if it's a pair of sneakers, I'm like, I have less of a ugh, because I'm like, oh, I wanted that. Like, if social media didn't exist before I was doing it on Instagram or whatever, I still collect it.
Yeah,
it was like this. You know, now you can see it, but before I did this already, and it doesn't make a difference of if I can show it or if this podcast was a thing or whatever, YouTube was a thing. I was still collecting regardless, so that's why I love that, because it's something like, again, we have an actual love
for sure.
And I hope more people, hope with these releases of like things like the Undefeated Fours, re-release of the Galaxy Foams, can really spark that into new collectors, whether it be kids or older people in the game getting later, you know?
Agree. And like, you know, like even me, like, you know, I love a good concert. Like if Lupe in town, I'm a try.
Yes,
I'm gonna see what's up. You know, Clips is actually in my air. Like he's in Philly right now. He's gonna be in New York like tomorrow or the next day. I'm not pressed to be front row.
That's what I'm saying.
I know it comes with front row prices. Now you got me, you know, 70 to 150. Once you get into 2, 3, I see you on Spotify. I can hear you every day, all day. The same thing, y'all. I mean, like that's where I'm at. And then, like, since COVID, the prices, even the concerts, are just absurd. Like I remember $100. Kind of, you got a nice seat for $100, $120, bro. Now, if you ain't spending $300, it's kind of like almost where you. Why are you even trying to go? Like you really at you in the last seats at the very top almost. So like. That's where I'm at. And like, even eating good, I'm going to eat good. I love me some good ribs. I love a good burger, but I'm not because I'm the type, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, my wife, my friends, like that, they like to do that. Every now and then I'll cave and I order the rib or whatever. And I'm like, yo, I just spent $80 on this. This could have been $80 towards the Kobe's that come out next week. I'd be at the gas station like, yo, I really got to fill up. Like this $40 could have went like Orange Sixes come out next week. Like this $40 could have, I'm almost, you know, I mean, I'm a quarter.
You should have figured out, okay, I got to find another $40 now. I was like, hold up, take it from my fund.
That's how, but to be honest, like that's the collector in me. That's the sneaker head in me. Not everybody relates to that, but that's my mind is all, bro. My mind is always sneaking. I tell you, I'll eat, live, sleep it, bro. That's my, I'm researching all the time. Like my love for sneakers is different. Is really different. Like it, when I close these apps, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, like I'm still
going.
I'm still on sneaker news. I'm still on Complex. I'm still on Nice Kicks. I still reference 23 is back if I think the release date is fuzzy on Twitter. Like,
yeah,
I'm all every. That's all I'm doing. Like this is really my life. So like, I'm really kind of like, I'm always budging. Like, all right, I know it's 3 shoes. I need August 16th. How am I going to make something shake to get all 3? I know it's like $650. What if I miss and I got to pay a little, I got to tip my man for hitting. I mean, bro, my mind is always going.
I know. Ever since I saw the release date for the Nigels, I've been like, I'm talking about stalking that release date for the Nigel 1 Lows.
I'm already like, on the tip. I'm already on tip. Like, yo, am I going to New York for this bike thing? Like, am I going to rent a city bike to go? Am I about to ride a bike in New York for these shoes? Like, what am I about to do for these? So, like, I'm already on that. Do I got to go to Kith? Like, I'm already.
I'm about ready to call favors. I'm figuring out how these release. Cause the same store I know got those brick by bricks. I'm about to call them up. Be like, look, help your boy. You know, I spend money with you. Like, what's up?
Word.
Shoot, man. We talk about all those shoes and, you know, you took your passion, your love, and created a nonprofit, Soul Scholars. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be able to give you a chance to use the platform to talk about the nonprofit, you know, helping kids out, getting supplies and things they need, but also the event you have coming up on the 23rd, right?
Yep. So, yeah, I started a nonprofit. It's called Soul Scholars Foundation. It's a nonprofit to help and empower all the students K through 12 that are impacted by any type of systemic inequalities by providing them resources, essential supplies, scholarship, motivational support. I started it in 2024, last May, and I had an initial event, which was a backpack event last August, and this year is my second event. Last year I did have some sneakers courtesy of Adidas. I had some sneakers.
Awesome.
It was a little amount. It was about 50 pairs that I had, this year, and learning the in and out of how to work a nonprofit, how to leverage relationships and all that. I'm coming way bigger and better. I have over 1,000 pairs of sneakers to give out. I have book bags. I have, hygiene products. I'm going to be giving out gift cards. Every kid that comes is going to be able to make their own trading card.
Cool.
It's going to be encased in plastic. I'm going to have the NAACP come and do voter registration. I'm going to have two local hospitals, one hospital that I was born at and the other hospital I used to work at when I worked in the medical field. They're going to be doing healthcare screenings. I'm going to have the New Jersey court system come and do expungement records and job event. I'm going to have, I have partnerships so far with StockX, Foot Locker, the Whitaker Group.
Very nice.
Rejuvenator is going to be sending, sneaker cleaning kits. And I have a couple other sneaker brands, pending trying to get a partnership or a donation or some type of collaboration. But you know, I come from a very, impoverished, bad city called Pleasantville, New Jersey. It's the neighboring city of Atlantic City. And since I've been working in the sneaker industry and collecting sneakers, the more that I've become like, gain more knowledge, become a sneaker expert, I've been going back to like my alma mater or different schools in different areas, traveling, talking to kids about sneakers, how sneakers help change and shape my life. Like, I don't like when it comes to sneakers, bro, I really don't play. That's why some topics that I do, like the 20% or 15% that I do see on Twitter, I don't engage with negativity because I look at sneakers very different. Sneakers really, like I said, changed my life. Like, because of sneakers, bro, I've traveled the world. I've met some of the most famous people, some of the most brilliant, some of the most genuine people. You know, I've made a career out of sneakers. I bought my house because of sneakers. You know, I've been a part of different, you know, sneaker campaigns. Yeah. I've collaborated with a lot of brands. Sneakers really changed my life. So this is not just me buying and wearing shoes. It's a lot deeper than that.
Yeah.
So to be able to go back and give back to my community has been really, really big for me. It's empowering for them, but it's even more empowering and inspiring, motivating to them and for myself. Last May, I was driving, going to speak to a school, helping my friend, one of my classmates when I was in high school. He invited me to speak to one of his classes, and God was kind of like, hey, I want you to go back home and give back. I'm a very, on top of things, I'm actually a really religious person.
Oh, I'm right there with you, man. I love it.
So when God kind of put it on my heart, he kind of gave me specific instructions to follow, and I follow, and it's kind of been my passion project, giving back. So I've been traveling different schools, talking to them, but like I said, really kind of helping them. So like I said, last year was a small event, was the very first initial, not coming to the world announcement event. And the second year is our second annual event, giving over 1,000 pairs of sneakers. And that's a lot, like literally like 1,000 pairs is a lot of sneakers. Cause last year, like I said, I had about 50.
Yeah.
This year I have 1,000. I have about 1,000 book bags. I'm having StockX staff is going to be there. So like from corporate and like their regular like operations teams to be able to talk to people, accept resumes, talk about their job. People from Foot Locker are going to be there. And just being able, because like I could have really used my relationships with these brands to say, hey, you know, I'm a size 13. Just make sure I got these shoes. Just start seeding me shoes.
Yeah.
For me to be able to come to the table like, hey, like, you know who I am, or you might have heard of me, you might not have. Can you help me provide for a city in need, a city that is, you know, crime infested, poverty stricken, deals a lot of political negativity and a lot of frustration surrounding the city. Can you help me, you know, brighten up their day, help me uplift them and prepare them for the school year, for them to, you know, to agree to do that and send sneakers, you know, donate, you know, financial contributions or, you know, sneaker cleaning kits or book bag, you know, a lot of different things, you know, that was really, really, really generous. And I'm very, very grateful for them. So like I said, just to be able to help these kids. And like I said, I had a trading card thing. I partnered with Adidas a couple of months back and we had that. And I think about, like, I'm from a very small city.
Yeah.
And I remember being a kid and like seeing like Iverson was in Philly giving out sneakers or, you know, Patrick Ewing in New York, you know, doing a book bag or a turkey Thanksgiving. And I would always think, man, why these big cities or why these cities get it and not my city?
Yeah.
And I always thought about, you know, every kid dreams they want to be a basketball player or a baseball or football. They want to just be important or want to be somebody.
Want to be seen.
Want to be seen. So I think that trading card of a picture of them in an actual trading card, you know, closed in hard plastic, like that's something they can put on a mantle or in their bedroom and say like, just remind us, I am somebody. I'm going to be, you know, just that self-motivation, that self-inspiration. And, you know, like, I'm a big Kobe fan, so Kobe's was very inspiring to me. And not everybody has a hero or somebody to look up to in their household or, like, in sports. A lot of people just so consumed by negativity and chaos, they don't even have time for that. They're just trying to make ends meet or just make it to the next day.
Yep. I knew.
So for me to bring something to the city as a reminder to them that you are somebody, that you are loved, that there is somebody that cares, is big for me. And I don't want to be that guy that found that little bit of success and just left the city and never looked back. For me to be able to turn around and, you know, lend out a helping hand, like that's something I want to do. It's not something I don't get paid to do it. I don't pay myself to do it. I literally leverage relationships and partnerships, collaborations and donations, and give it all back to the community.
I love that, man.
So that's what Soul Scholars is. Like you said, August 23rd, it's a Saturday. If anybody's listening or watching and is in the New Jersey, South Jersey, Atlantic County area and wants to, you know, come, definitely come. If you got kids and you want to, you know, utilize these resources, if you have not been registered to vote, come do that. If you got a record and you like, hey, I'm trying to turn my life around, let me get this off my record so I can kind of get my license, get a passport, get a gun license, come get your record expunged. If you're looking for work in the sneaker industry, I'm going to have boots on the ground from people from corporate in the sneaker space.
That's come really awesome.
Come with your resume. If you know, a lot of people don't do the math, but for the average kid to get a child prepared for school, it costs about $900.
Yeah, that's about right. Bags,
sneakers, outfits, school supplies, you know, the whole taking them to get a physical, all that is on average. And that's one or two outfits, a book bag, one pair of sneakers, a couple binders, a notebook, some pencil, and that's kind of it.
It's not like everything.
That's not red bottoms and foams, and you got outfits for a whole month. That's the bare minimum, about $900. And I'm giving each child about $900 worth of materials and items and resources. So come bring your child.
That's awesome.
If you're a parent and you're like, hey, like, I don't got my life all the way together, but I'm trying, come utilize the resources that I got. It's going to be in my childhood church where I grew up from, where I still attend, awesome. Where I got married at. So if you're religious and you want to, hey, I need a church home. I want to give my life to God. Listen, it's a one-stop shop.
You can get everything done. Let's do it. I love that, man.
We're doing it all. So one-stop shop. But no, seriously, like I have it in my mind where like I may not be the person who changes the world. I may not change my city. I may not change the landscape of what my city is. But if some, in one of these events, right now they're once a year. I want to ramp it up to twice or three times a year. If one of these events in my lifetime that I hold through Soul Scouts, if I can change or impact somebody that is the spark that becomes the mayor of my city or the police chief or superintendent or you know, something that can help change the outcome and the landscape of what we deal with or what they deal with in that particular city, then that's enough for me. So that's where I'm at right now. One and one upcoming back to school backpack sneaker event. The goal is to do maybe like a Christmas event.
There you go.
Maybe give away bikes or Christmas toys and things like that. I always go to school and I usually bring gift cards or T-shirts or something like that. I'm getting ready to start ramping up as I try to increase donation, giving out scholarships. So like very soon, I want to give like $1,000 scholarship. You know, and then ramp that out in travel school and just give, because like these kids are the future, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to be able to leverage these, and it's not like I'm here to just take. I'm here to leverage my relationships or these partnerships with these brands, and help put it into somebody in need. And so that's my spiel. That's where I'm at. I'm trying to do the Lord's work, do a good work, do a good human act. You know, do something good to help change people. You know. And I try to incorporate sneakers and everything. When I go to visit these schools, I usually give a sneaker quiz. I talk about sneakers. I talk about how sneakers saved my life and talk about them finding a hobby. Doesn't have like just because I love sneakers, everybody doesn't have this. If you like doing hair, if you like cosmetics, if you like fashion, if you're a video game streamer, whatever.
Something.
Tapping into your passion or tapping into your hobby and making it a career out of it. So that's where I'm at with it.
Man, I love that because, again, that's like the ultimate give back.
For sure.
That's what people, I mean, I think a lot of people, at least myself, being a give back to the place you came from is always just an amazing just thing, man. And like what you've done, like you said, leverage your relationships, not to just self-gain, but being able to help so many kids, 1,000 pairs of shoes, 1,000 backpacks, being able to help not only the kid, but their parent to get their stuff together as well if they have a record. Dude, that is absolutely fantastic. It's something I don't think I have the right words. It's like, dude, I commend everything that is, because so much, like you said, we look online, we talk about sneakers, there's always this kind of toxic place because everybody's just in it for themselves. And being that light to say, hey, look, I can take this and do something extremely positive with it.
Yeah.
Man, that's the best thing I've heard all day. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna pick your brain closer to Christmas because I've been trying to figure out. I just don't know where to start because I want to do like just a sneaker drive for like kids around like my area.
We can collaborate. Come on, man, too easy. I mean, you got my number now. You know how to get a hold of me. We're locked in now. Whenever pick up the phone, bro. I'm super reachable. I give myself my own title and crown as the best texter backer on earth. If you text me, while you pressing send, you may see dots.
He's not responding.
That's how quick I get back to people, bro. So like, if that's you ever awesome. Need something, if I can help, whatever, you got a friend in me, you got a network in me, you got a resource in me. I would love to help you because as I'm learning, I can be using the other hand to help pull you up and try to put game, but kind of help you as well. And like one day I'll get out of this city. I'll position my city and say, you know, job well done. Like, you guys are in a good place.
Yeah.
To the next city or the next state. So like, I don't want to forever be helping the same place. Cause I want them to get to a place where like, I can help myself. Or like, I got the resources. You put so much things in place. Or you motivated so many people. You gave so many people jobs or opportunities. We good now. And I can go to the next city, the next, what, you know, so that's the goal. So if I can help you in any way, definitely.
Yeah, no, because you mean something like you said, is just one of those things. Like, I'm very like big, and I mean, it's a constant study because there's always, you know, this world is never gonna make it easy, but I'm a constant study of just, you know, what what's our plan? What's our purpose? What's God's purpose for us here?
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
And he gives us a talent, gives us a vision. If that's in sneakers, people will be like, what you going to do in sneakers to have some divine purpose? It's like, exactly what you just talked about, Daryl. Like,
to
be able to give back. My wife's always telling me, she's like, use your platform to God's work. And I'm always racking my brain, like, how do I do it? I'm like, I want to be positive in everything I do. It's like, I feel like I can do more. And I think, again, a past cross for a reason, man. Or we had this conversation for a reason, I should say, because I think, like, being able to connect and do more, I really feel excited about that.
when this conversation may spark something, but when God give it to you, he going to give it to you nice and plain. Because literally, I was content buying my sneakers. And, like, I started off at one school. Every year, they'll just come to the career day and talk about sneakers. And I would bring like something old, something limited, something that was older than them, something their school colors or my school colors. I would bring out a Kobe, all the signature shoes. I would bring something hype, like a Travis or a Belly Eilish, whatever was hype and current. Like, if I got something early, I would bring, like, all right, this comes out next month, guys. You want to look out for this if you like, whatever. That's cool. Then one day my friend's like, yo, bro, I see what you're doing. Come to this school. Then my alma mater finally was like, bro, like, come back home and speak. Then my friend's like, hey, come back and speak to my kids again. I was on the turnpike, the New Jersey Turnpike, and God was like, hey, you got to go back home, and you got to find a way to give back. And literally, I was like, all right. And then the first call, I called my mentor. He's my reverend. He married me. I was like, listen, God told me to give back. Can I use the church? He was like, you got the church. And literally, I think the biggest thing is that some people who was not religious may say, all right, it's time to turn this off. And I'm sorry, but I always promise God, in the way that he blesses me, I will always talk about it and not keep it to myself, because the way that he's blessed me and kept me and keeps his hands on me and gives me his favor, and I got to tell people about it. But when he gave me this, he was like, you always go to your wife for the help or the instruction. Don't go to your wife. And any opportunity, whether it's that we want you to come work for you. Do you want these sneakers? Or can we get on? I always say, hey, babe, is it good? Should I do it? He was like, don't go to her first. You got to go somewhere else. Go to him. And I went to my mentor, and he was like, all right, we make it work. Then I went to her, and I've been the bro, starting an LLC and a nonprofit. It's a lot, even, but the fees to start a nonprofit and coming up with a name, and then you got to get a logo, and then you got to pay for event space and the photography. Oh, man. But God is good, and I've done it once, and gearing up to do it again. And I'm happy, and that's where I'm at.
Dude, that's amazing. That's just so amazing. I'm glad that we were able to talk about that. And anybody who's hearing, Daryl's gonna, of course, we're gonna make sure all his, when we like post it, when we put up clips on Instagram and Twitter or X, whatever you guys call it, we'll make sure we put all the links, so that way, if you're like donations, things like that, people can get in contact with you.
Yep. If you're a brand and you want to donate, I'm accepting donations. If you are not a brand and you're like, hey, I got $100. If you got $5, $10, I'm accepting donations. Any little bit helps. If you're like, bro, like, I'm actually going to be in the area. I just want to see what you're doing. I just want to come be boots on the ground and say hi to you. I never met you, or I met you, I want to see you again. Or I want to pass out book bags, or I want to pass out sneakers, or I got a camera. Let me take, I'm taking volunteers. I'm taking donations. I'm taking people that just want to walk by and just kind of see the change that we're trying to make. If you like, hey, I just want to help, I want to be on your board. I'm starting to formulate a board of directors and people who have a voice in what I do and help change and shift the culture. If you want to be on the board, or if you know a brand, or if you want to pull up with ice cream or cook, but listen, I'm taking anything. Like he said, we're going to plug the socials, but if you want to find me on Instagram, Brother D, BROTHA_D, I'm at soulscholars.org. And the links will be there, but I appreciate anybody that wants to help, who wants to part. If you don't have no help, don't have no resources, but you just want to watch and enjoy what's going on, or just be a part and look and see how things evolve, you can follow us. Definitely take a follow, share our stuff for sure, because you never know where it may reach.
Most definitely, man. It's like, again, it's just nice to know that, hey, I know what we do is definitely, when it comes to sneakers, is very, very consumer driven. It's like, hey, definitely, we're giving out money, but definitely, there's also good things that can come from it. And people got to remember that it's like, you can take the hobby or the passion and turn it into something good, whether it be speaking to kids, donating, whatever it could be, you can turn it into something good. There's definitely room for it. And man, Daryl, I appreciate you coming on the show this evening, man. I thoroughly enjoy talking to you. I feel like we can talk about shoes, Pokemon, or our purpose in life for all day.
You about to get the random text now. You about to, and they're going to start random, and they're going to be frequently may turn into every day.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, trust me. You can't get them.
Man, I appreciate you, brother. Guys, make sure, again, follow Brother D, follow soulscholars.org, check out the website. Of course, follow us at Sneaker History. Leave comments, guys. When you hear this episode, leave some comments. Leave some different ways maybe you're helping your community. It ain't just got to be, hey, I like the show, but just tell us some things out there. Maybe some suggestions for me and my guys to help some different communities. Just let us know what's out there, because we definitely want to be able to extend ourselves more than just a screen or your speakers to be able to help those who need help. So, again, I really do appreciate you guys listening. Until next time, see ya.
Hey, y'all. Nick here. One more thing before you take off. Do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going. And as always, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you. And we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.